Thank you, Gary. So we will start at the top of Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. So still talking about the question of paying for the needs of daughters, Yesomos, etc., in the place of when they're sons, etc., dealing with the Yerusha questions. So the Gemara says as follows: Ahu Yasom v'Yesoma da'as lekame. So there was a Yasom, an orphan, and a Yesoma who came in front of him. Ba Amalehu Rava Halul Yasom Yishvi Yesoma. So Rava said you should give to the Yasom on behalf of the Yesoma. Basically, give her give extra money to the Yasom and will end up giving, so that he can give some to her. Look at Rashi at the top of the page. Yasam v'yasoma ach v'achos v'nechseihem v'yadav v'trabas. Right. So these were not gadolim. They were still katanim, and so there was an avetrapas, some person who was in charge of the estate. And so the brother and sister come in front of the avetrapas, and they said helu yasam yishu yasoma. Says Rashi helu yasam is zonos yaseirim. Give him extra. Right. They don't give him all the money. They give him some at a time. So when you're giving it out to him, distributing the money, so give him extra, so that he can also take care of the needs of the sister. So I'm the Rabbanon, the Rava. So Rabbanon said back to Rava, "V'hamar Huda Amar mi mikarai v'lo mi mitatalai." Right, ben lemezone ben iksuba ubein leparnasa. Right, I thought you were the one who told us, right, that you only give from karka, right? You only give from karka. You only go from land, not from movable property. Whether that is take care of the, just the general, financial needs. Whether that's in terms of the ksuba, in terms of the parnasa, etc. All the different pieces, the things that the child would need, her dowry, etc. All these things, and all those scenarios, you only take from karka. You don't take from metalton, from the from including kesef, right? Including from regular liquid assets. So why are you giving extra to the sons to now give to the daughters? You're not supposed to give from the metatlin. So Amalahu ila rutzah shivch l'shamsho mi lo yavin alei kol shegen hacha di ikatarte. So he said, well, I'll tell you why. He said, let's say that the child, this boy needed a shivcha, someone to take care of his needs in the house, etc. So if that was a need he had, Would we pay for that? Would we say the parents' money, right, the father's money should pay for that? Obviously we would, right? So in this case, what do you have? Now you have both, right? You have the daughter who needs to be taken care of anyway financially, and at the same time, the assumption was she's the one who'd be able to take care of him. So if you have a sister and a brother, so not only should you pay, you would pay stam, any random person in those days was assumed to be the woman who would be able to take care of the needs of this boy. So certainly in this case, where it's also the daughter of the mace, so you should make sure to you would pay her. So who better to pay than to pay the sister, and make sure to that way he both, you have tired that you both, that his needs are taken care of, and take sure to take care of her financial needs also. So they take it all into account, and that's why he made sure to pay up to give him extra to pay for the sister as well. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Echad nechasim she'ish lan achrayis, ve'echad nechasim she'ein lan achrayis, motziin lemazon isha ulebanos divrei Rebbe. Right, so when it comes to nechasim she'ish lan achrayis, nechasim she'ein lan achrayis, nechasim she'ish lan achrayis, she'ein lan achrayis, is basically just like code language for metaltalin versus karka, right? With the chasim sheyesh l'anachrayas, it just means that these are, it's money that has responsibility connected to it. Why? Because anytime any person would lend money or borrow money, etc., sell property, so always the assumption was that their karka serves as as the collateral. Exactly. Nechasim she'en l'achrayas, they're cash in the bank, so that's not collateral. That's liquid; it can go. There's no way to prove where it was or where it wasn't. So we always use the language nechasim she'en l'achrayas just means karka, and nechasim she'en l'achrayas, assets that don't come with any responsibility in a certain sense because they never serve as collateral. So that's why we use those two phrases. But the bottom line is whether it's nechazim sheyesh nacharayas, whether it is karka, whether it is nechazim sheyesh nacharayas, whether it's regular metaltalin, motzi and lemazon isha ulabanos. You can take that money and use it to take care of the financial needs of the person who passes away, his wife and his daughters, and that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rishim ben Laza Omer. Rishim Laza says no. Nechazim sheyesh nacharayas motzin labanos min abanim. So Rishim Laza says if it's nechazim sheyesh nacharayas, if it's karka, so I can motzi in labanos, I can take it for the daughters min habanim, from the sons. Meaning if there were sons who got the Yerusha from the father, so you say to those sons, we take some of that from them, we give it to the daughter so they should have what to be taken care of. Ulabanos minabanos. And you can give, if there's, let's say, only daughters, so you can take it from the daughter, from these daughters for granddaughters. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, motzi'en, first of all, motzi'en min hayesomim, or you take it from, even though it's from the children who get out of being yorish the father, they're not orphaning since their father passed away. So it says Rashi, motzi'en lebanos min habanim, lemezonos leparnos. So again, for their regular financial needs and for their, if they're going to need it for a dowry, etc. Ulebanos min habanos, says Rashi, lektanos min hagadolos, right? For the younger ones from the older ones. Right, im ein sham elabanos. If they're only daughters, in the case v'yechaziku gedolos b'nechasim, right, and they're those who are over bat mitzvah, and they're gonna get the yerusha from their father. So what happens? Motziyim yadam v'cholkos v'shaveh. You take some from them and you spread it out equally between all the daughters. Even though some of the daughters are younger and some of the daughters are older, you spread it out amongst all of them. In this case, it's no situation mizone. Why she'ena banos nizonos min abanos lefisha kulan shavos birusha? It's not, you don't really call it take it out for mizonos, right? Because it'll all be split equally anyways. So we make sure that it's just everyone getting the same birusha. Okay. Continues the Gemara ulabanim min abanim, right? And sons from sons. What do we mean? Rashi says leketani min agedolim lachlok b'shave. Again, also too, if you have under bar mitzvah Yisomim and over bar mitzvah Yisomim in a situation where father passes away and they're different sons, different ages, again, you take labanim min abanim, you split it, you spread it around equally. Continues the Gemara about lo labanim min abanos. Okay, but you don't take from the sons from the daughters. Meaning Rashi says about lo labanim min abanim banos, so I've been a chasim muatim. You don't take for the sons from the daughters with small amounts. What do you mean? She'im, says Rashi, she'im behen kedi lazun eglu leilu. They're not able to support each other ad she'yibagru, until they get older. The amri abanan habanos yazunu v'abanim yishalu l'apsachem. If there's only a small amount, and we mentioned this idea before, if there's only enough to support the daughters, or there's boys and girls, and there's only enough to support one of them, what do? The halacha is the money goes to the daughters, and the sons have to go go door to door asking. Why? Because it's not right to leave that on the girls. We make the boys do that. The girls we protect from that embarrassment. So that's why if it's nechasim muatim, only a small amount, so then we don't give the banim mina banos. We actually leave the money with the daughters, and the sons have to be the ones to go ahead and ask for money. Okay. So let's just finish. So the Gemara says, "Avalola bani mina banos mina chasim muatim." So that was all dealing with nechasim sheyesh lanachrayas. Okay, but nechasim shein lanachrayas, says the Gemara. What if it's dealing with metatlin motziin labanim mina banim? So we take from son, sons from sons, ulabanos mina banos, and daughters from daughters, ulabanim mina banos, and sons from daughters. Avalola banos mina banim, but not. So this is where it flips. Before we said we wouldn't take bani min abanos in the case of karka, but in the case of metaltalin we do take banim from banos, the sons from the daughters. Avalo lebanos min abanim, but we do not take for daughters from sons. Afagai of the kaimalan. Fine, we don't take the daughters from the sons. Fine. So So and afagav the kamal alachim karebi mechaveiro. And even though usually the rule is if Rebbe has an opinion and there's someone else who's not a not a rabbin but just one other person, so you have two opinions, Rebbe and somebody else. So if that's true, usually the rule is halacha karebi mechaveiro. Usually the halacha is if it's Rebbe and somebody else, halacha is like Rebbe. Against somebody else. I mean, it's as opposed to it's not always halacha like Rebbe. It's Rebbe's against the chachamim. So then we say yachad rabbi halacha rabbi. But Rebbe and one other individual halacha Rebbe chaver. Even that's usually true. Halacha halacha Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. But in this case, we actually paskin like Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. The Amarava halchasam mikarkai v'lo mitat v'lay ben eksuba ben mizone ben parnasa. Right, because that's how we pass. As Rava says, that we pass on him when it comes to the karka, but not from metaltlin. Again, that we take the that we're more willing to give away for the banos, the isha, etc., from the karka and not from metaltlin. When it comes to ksuba, or it comes to mizonos, or whether it comes to the parnasa, all these things are true, and that's how we pass in this case. And Rashi points out the parnasa, as we've been talking about before, parnasa means the dunya, means for the dowry when she's going to get married, so she needs to have that money. Fine. So that's how we pass in halachah lemes. Okay. Next Mishnah says as follows. What talks about the case, right, every person who gets married, every woman who gets married has to have a ksuba. What happens if the ksuba, they got married, but there wasn't ever a ksuba written? So there's certain assumptions about what chazal already were metakin on the husband, expectations of him, and therefore they would apply even though there was no ksuba that said those specific things that he gave to his wife. So it says the Mishnah as follows. Lo kasav la ksuba. So let's say a man never wrote a ksuba for his wife. Right? He didn't write one. So what happens? So besula gova masayim v'almana mana. Right? So in that case, and then he died, and then they get divorced, or he dies, what happens? So she gets 200 zuz, if she's a besula, and if she's an almana, she gets 100. Why? Because that's the Tanai Bezdin. Meaning Bezdin, Chazal said, and Amman, we saw this from the beginning, right? Amman, Basula gets 200, and Amman gets 100. He'll say, what do you mean? I didn't write a ksuba. The answer is, it doesn't matter, you didn't write a ksuba. That is the Tanai Bezdin, that's the Takana, that Basula gets 200, and Amman gets 100. So even if you write nothing, you didn't make any written document to say that you've accepted that achrayas in yourself, doesn't make a difference. Nevertheless, mm-hmm. That's the chas chachamim, so that's what you have to do. Okay? Kasav la sode shavim mone tachas masayim zuz v'lo kasav la kon lachasim de isli achray lichzuba saich. So what if it happens if he instead writes in the ksuba that he's going to give her this field, and that field is worth 100, right? In place of the 200 zuz that he's supposed to give, right? And doesn't say, and all of my nechasim, everything that I have that is acharias for the ksuba. Meaning, usually the person part of the ksuba is that he says, and it's anything I have, right? We actually say that's a part of the language in the ksuba. Nechasim sheish acharias, sheish acharias. All language is written in the ksuba, meaning that anything I have will back up my commitment of 200 zuz. He says in this case in the ksuba, no, I'll give you this field which is worth 100, and he doesn't write. And everything else I have is, takes responsibility for that commitment. So what happens? Chayev. Nevertheless, he's chayev to pay for it. Why? Shehu tanai bezdin. Again, so he thought he's a smart guy, and he just was mechayev himself in this field. There's only worth 100. It doesn't make a difference. He's chayev to pay 200 in the end. Why? Because that's tanai bezdin. Lo kasav la im tishtabai afar kinech v'os vinech lila inzu. Let's say the guy doesn't write. If you become captured, I'll have to redeem you, right? Ubo koheness a hajrinich lemedina seich. And when it comes to a koheness, again, if he's a kohen and she marries him, so he's not going to say that he's going to redeem her and stay married to her. He would redeem her and send her back to her father's house, especially if she's captured and he's a kohen, she'll be forbidden to him. But nevertheless, the point is, he doesn't state explicitly if you're captured and you're taking, you're kidnapped, I'll make sure to redeem you and bring you back to my house, or to send you back to your father's house. He doesn't write that in the ksuba. So what happens? And then she gets captured. Chayev. He still has to pay for it. He still has to redeem her. Why? Shehu tanai bezdin. Right. That is the And that's the Tanai Bezdin. Nishbeis chayav l'tosa. If she becomes captured, he has to redeem her. That's the Tanai Bezdin. He has to do that. So even though he didn't write it in the Ksuba, it doesn't make a difference. He has to do so. Vim amar hare gita uksubasa v'tiftes atzma. And what if he says, here's your get and your Ksuba, and go get it for yourself. Right, and go ahead and say she's captured. And he says, while she's captured, he says, not so sensitive. He says, okay, I'm going to divorce her now. And then that here's your ksuba money. Take your ksuba money and redeem yourself by yourself. So ein rashai, he's not like he can't that he's not allowed to do. Laksa chayber l'rafosa. If she gets sick, he has to pay for her doctor's bills. She should get better. So amar hare gita. Uksubasa, tirpas, asma, rashai. But if she's sick, and he says, here, now you're divorced, he gives her a get, and says, and here's your ksuba money, pay for your own doctor bills, that he's allowed to say. Because what's the distinction? The distinction is that when it comes to redeeming her, that's something specific he's expected to do. In terms of, you know, getting her arfua, it's something that's nice to do, but again, if he gives her the money, she can pay the bill herself. So that's why that's something that he's allowed to do. Obviously, we'll get into more of the details if we go through the Gemara, but these are the distinctions, at least, that the Mishnah makes in terms of responsibility to the husband, even if it's not explicitly written, and we'll talk more about the details as we get through the Gemara next time. Okay, sure.